SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
At an indoor sports stadium in Werribee in Melbourne's Outer West, some promising young talent is on full display. Roughly 30 kids from the ages of 8 to 12 are attending a free school holiday clinic aimed at giving the children, mostly from South Sudanese families, an opportunity to put on a clinic. One of the most talented among the group is 11-year-old Philip Akot Majak.
My dream is to become an NBA player or possible NBL player. When I'm older, like the coaches, I would also like to help kids out in basketball.
At this holiday clinic, Philip had an inspirational figure to show the way.
Oh, good bucket.
Dave Simmons, father of NBA star Ben Simmons and former NBL player himself, says he's passionate about working with disadvantaged communities.
I was in New York just last year, and we had an event where we're giving back, and I was looking at some of the kids, and I'm thinking, I'm here, I'm from New York. I'm a kid from the Bronx who now lives in Australia, and I just thought, these kids have dreams, they have hopes, and it's always important to have, again, good programs and good mentors to help these kids, to help inspire them and push them on to greater things.
Children and families were all welcome, regardless of background or ability. Lene Fanonga told SBS her favourite thing was learning and being able to work on new skills.
It's really fun. I like all the coaches. They're really nice. The activities are good too.
Can you tell me what activities you've been doing?
There's shooting, ball handling, like one-on-one stuff. I learned how to like pass while I'm like trying to dribble, yeah, and like trying to get away from the defender fast enough so you can get the score.
Organisers like Junubi Stars founder Agol McGaugh say the motivation behind bringing these kids together for this free session is to provide them with hope and opportunities that older generations may have missed out on.
Most of the time, kids left behind. But with the Junubi Stars, we want to start with the kids. We want to give them, we want to give them the value of the basketball and the support, you know. And you know, that's what we didn't get when we were younger. But now we're at the stage where we can lead the next generation.
Mr. McGaugh's Junubi Stars partnered with the Ben Simmons Family Foundation, as well as Helping Hoops Werribee, to support children and their families going through financial hardship. Dieu Noon is a youth worker with the project.
South Sudanese are seen as, you know, a threat. But as you can see right now, they're doing what they love. So they need a space that they can do everything that they love inside, and they can also engage with the wider Australian community.
Senior youth worker Annette Tuweni says she feels a sense of pride working with her community for better social outcomes.
I feel like I'm bringing something to the community. I'm supporting young people who are disadvantaged. There's not many services out there for youth at the moment, especially for people from the South Sudanese community. And also it makes me really happy to see that I'm supporting my own people, and I'm showing the people out there that it's not only the negative side that they should be seeing. The people intend to see the negative side of young people, especially from the African background, but I want people to see the other positive side of it. We have athletics, we have footballers, we have basketball players, and they all start just like that.
Her colleague Mercy Wayu agrees the day was aimed at breaking down negative stereotypes about the community.
It's a really great opportunity for all the kids, you know, and it's really good as well to keep them distracted with sports, you know, because there's many things happening and stuff like that. And if you're doing a sport that you like, it just keeps you focused on the, you know, good parts and stuff. So I think it's a really great thing that they've been. It's a good distraction. It's also a good sports for them to be in. So I'm really happy and excited.
For the local council, the program is a welcome addition for a community which Deputy CEO at Wyndham Community and Education Centre John Sheen describes as large and growing.
They are a community that is new to Australia, and so opportunities to engage, promote social cohesion, understand Australian society, these are really great opportunities for our African community in Wyndham.
Those opportunities aimed at setting these children up for future success.
Janubi on three. One, two, three.
Tysock Husey, SBS News.